It's a market crash warning as Senator Joe Manchin says no to the Build Back Better plan. On today's show, you'll learn why investors are completely unprepared for this. I'm your host, Steve Van Meter, and thanks for joining me today as we pick up the story that Senator Joe Manchin is now setting up the stock market to nosedive on the news that he will not support President Biden's Build Back Better plan. And investors, for the past several months, have been cramming deeply into risk assets, hoping for any story that will lead to further growth and inflation to support their risk-taking ability, are now in trouble as they could face a stock market with no more fiscal support. And for those of you wondering, I'm going to show you today how you could actually see this coming, and the markets knew this was a possibility. But let's pick the story up as we head over to Bloomberg. That headlines this morning that the S&P 500 set for the biggest three-day drop since May under their markets wrap. Investor sentiment sagged as concern about President Joe Biden's economic agenda and the Omicron coronavirus surge dragged down stocks. Several traders said that lower volume ahead of the holidays exacerbated the market swings on Monday. And as we head over to the Wall Street Journal, Senator Joe Manchin says he won't vote for Build Back Better bill, and a blow to President Biden. The decision could doom Mr. Biden's top domestic policy priority and this bull market in stocks. Senator Joe Manchin said he would oppose his party's roughly $2 trillion education, healthcare, and climate package, likely dooming the centerpiece of President Biden's economic agenda as currently written. Quote, this is a no on this legislation, Mr. Manchin said on Fox News Sunday. Quote, I have tried everything. Democrats spent months drafting and revising the package called, quote, Build Back Better to win Mr. Manchin's support, which they need to pass the bill through the 50-50 Senate. In this Fox News appearance from Bloomberg, and now in a written statement, Mr. Manchin reiterated many of the concerns he has expressed about the bill, including its possible effect on inflation and how the cost was calculated. And what the real story here is, this is Biden approval rating hit at historic low, according to the NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll. And that, my friends, is what you start to see as the story here, is you look at politicians, when you have a very low approval rating of a president, your own party starts to separate. They start to think that, hey, I don't want to hitch my car to that train, because if that train goes off a cliff, well, I'm going with it. And with the midterms coming in November, look for more of this to happen. And right now, what we see is Mr. Manchin may be the most powerful person on the Hill. And let's continue with this as Manchin leaves Democrats hanging with Biden bill rejection. And the White House and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer now must determine whether they can salvage some of the tax and spending bill to address Manchin's demands while maintaining the support of the rest of the factious Democratic caucus, according to Bloomberg. Several moderates suggested trimming the bill by cutting the number of programs, but that would make it a tough sell to Democrats, who control both chambers by the slimmest of margins and have competing priorities. With Republicans universally opposed to the bill, Democrats called Build Back Better, Manchin was a linchpin. He is the guy for passage in the 50-50 Senate. The White House and many congressional Democrats vowed they wouldn't give up on their agenda, but it was far more from certain that any legislation rewritten to meet Manchin's criteria would win support from progressive Democrats. And quote, my Democratic colleagues in Washington are determined to dramatically reshape our society in a way that leaves our country even more vulnerable to the threats we face, Manchin said. Quote, I cannot take that risk with a staggering debt of more than $29 trillion and inflation taxes that are real and harmful. And I think that is the issue we're starting to see here, is this is becoming an inflation story, because we've talked about in prior shows that when inflation gets really high, there's two things that happen. First, politicians tend to lose their job, which is definitely not good. Violates the second rule of being a politician. The first is getting elected. The second, reelected. The other thing that happens is it tends to lead to recession. Again, this makes Manchin very powerful, perhaps even the most powerful man on the Hill. Let's continue the story. As Manchin rejected Biden bill over inflation, debt concerns, according to the Wall Street Journal. But how founded are these worries? Economists see mostly small effects on prices and federal deficits from president's proposed spending plan. And here we see, how would Build Back Better affect federal spending in the short term? Well, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates the package would add to the federal deficit in each of its first 5 years, while subtracting from it in each of the last 5 years. Overall, the CBO estimates the proposal would add $367 billion to the federal deficit over 10 years, an amount many economists say isn't particularly large. And early on, the proposal spending would outweigh any revenue it generates. David Merkle, the chief U.S. economist at Goldman Sachs, said that some of the package spending would likely increase aggregate demand. And when you increase aggregate demand, as he says, thereby inflation next year, quote, it would be dishonest to say it is zero effect, he said. And what parts of the package could cause inflation in the near term? Well, the package's proposal to extend monthly child tax credit payment to households that began in 2021 could be slightly inflationary. Slightly? How about more than that? The program, which provides eligible families as much as $300 for children under age 6 and $250 for children ages 6 to 17, has distributed more than $16 billion since disbursements began in July, according to the Treasury Department. The program's final payment was sent in December, but the social spending plan would continue the payments through 2022. So as of right now, my friends, that program is done. It's over. And to add to that, there's even more problems coming. At the end of January, federal student loan payments will resume, and those who are delinquent on their mortgages, well, those plans are coming to an end as well. And that means without the support of fiscal stimulus, the economy is in big, big trouble. And sure enough, the U.S. economy loses Fed fiscal props after Powell Manchin pivots. According to this headline from Bloomberg, the Fed's pivot last week toward tighter credit, ending its emergency bond buying program in March to pave the way for higher interest rates, comes on top of a rollback in government spending programs put in place at the height of the pandemic. The fiscal squeeze would be even bigger if Democrats cannot salvage Biden's social spending package in the face of opposition from a key moderate senator. And here you can see that we're facing a fiscal cliff because the U.S. government spent historic sums to support the economy in the pandemic and now is having a massive withdrawal. It's coming to a complete end that's going to lead to a fiscal cliff. And this is an issue that I've been concerned about for not only the economy, but when you start seeing how all these investors are crammed into risk assets with minimal amounts of downside protection without the support of fiscal stimulus. See, this is not a story of monetary stimulus. This is bigger story of fiscal stimulus. And with that gone, well, that's going to spell the end of this bull market. But let's keep going because Omicron, quote, is going to wreak some havoc with the economy, according to the Wall Street Journal, as consumers hold back on spending on travel, restaurants, and other face-to-face services, said Wendy Edelberg, director of the Brookings Institution Hamilton Project. She stressed, though, that she doesn't expect the expansion to stall out. Well, Wendy, I gotta tell you, it is about to, and I'm gonna show you why. And that will put a premium on Fed Chair Jerome Powell and his colleagues being nimble and not necessarily sticking with the projections of 3 interest rate hikes next year as they seek to engineer a soft landing of the economy. Already seen hopes that perhaps the Fed doesn't continue with their plan. Let's head over to Bloomberg because that means without Build Back Better, Goldman's cutting the U.S. GDP forecast as Biden economic agenda is now in doubt. According to Goldman Sachs, it cut its forecast for U.S. economic growth after Senator Joe Manchin rejected the Biden's administration's roughly $2 trillion tax and spend program, leaving Democrats with few options for reviving the economic agenda. Goldman said in a research note on Sunday the likely failure of the legislation has prompted it to lower its real gross domestic product forecast in 2022 to 2% in the first quarter from 3%, 3% in the second quarter from 3.5%, and down to 2.75% in the third quarter from 3%. And just between you and me, I think Goldman's being a little bit optimistic as we face all this inflation. But you know what? They admitted that inflation's a problem. Check this out. Goldman says forecast for headline CPI to reach as high as 7% in the next few months before easing means the inflation concerns Manchin and others had expressed are likely to persist, but it's going to put a huge squeeze on household budgets, making the passage of the bill even more difficult. It said the Omicron variant is also likely to shift political attention back to virus-related issues and away from long-term reforms. And what does this mean for stocks? Well, stocks, oil prices fall on new COVID-19 curbs as investors worry that measures to contain the Omicron will weigh on growth and prolong high inflation. And here you can see today, the S&P 500 down 1.14, the NASDAQ 100 down 1.1, and Dow Jones down 1.23, with small caps down 1.57. And believe me, those numbers were better than they were in the beginning as investors came in eagerly to buy the dip. But are those investors wrong? Well, I'm going to show you right now. A lot of people ask, how do you know that growth and inflation are slowing? How do you know that perhaps the market is likely to come down regardless if the Build Back Better plan passes or not? Well, there's some signals you can look at, and one of those is crude oil. Let's take a look at crude, because it peaked back in March up here at 84. So think about this. When crude oil prices are rising, what is it doing? It's pricing in future growth and inflation expectations. And when it's coming down, it's saying, hey, future growth and inflation expectations are going lower. And so many people think that, well, the price of crude is so much to do with supply and demand and, you know, the weekly supply reports from the Department of Energy. It has to do with future growth and inflation. And right now, crude is saying, hey, the economy isn't going to grow that quickly. And guess what else tells you that? Well, the bond market does. And here you can see this is 30-year treasury yields have peaked back in March and have slowly headed lower and are now on a cliff at 1.825% here. Looking if that breaks, all these people that have been selling the long bond will look to reverse, drawing interest rates down even lower. And all the long bond is doing is saying, look, since March, we're not seeing the growth and inflation story. It's telling you in real time. And what does that mean for the stock market? Well, if you look at an overlay of just treasury yields, and you can do the same with crude oil, but when you see treasury yields start to fall, even as the market, the S&P 500 in purple down here, continues to rise, it leads to a period of prolonged underperformance. And you can see yields started to fall here, and the stock market had a bit of correction. Yields started to come down, and look at that, market went flat for almost 2 years. And now yields are coming down. And what does that tell you? Well, it tells you the direction of the stock market is actually lower, not higher. The bond market and crude oil already told you this without having any knowledge of what was going on with the Build Back Better plan. So had you just followed those two signals alone? Well, you'd already know. And with that, we're at the end of the show. And again, I want to appreciate all of you being fans. Thanks for watching. Of course, we'll be back on Wednesday, as I'm sure this story will get even more interesting as investors hope to snap this three-day losing streak. But if crude oil and the bond market have anything to say about it, there's more downside to come. And again, that's why we say today is just a market crash warning, because a big move lower is maybe yet to come. And with that, I'm Steve Van Meter. Bye now. The content of this video is provided as educational information only. It's not intended to provide investor or other advice. It should have to be construed as recognition or solicitation by our security, financial right instrument, or participate in any particular trading strategy. This video was paired by Steve Van Meter on personal capacity. Opinions expressed in this video that do not reflect the view of Atlas Financial Advisors, Inc. or Steve Van Meter Financial.